you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Manuel Betancourt, Leah Lowenstein, and Charles Solomon. First up, Disney's Haunted Mansion, starring Tiffany Haddish, Lakeith Stanfield, and Owen Wilson. Justin Simien directed. Leah.
This is a serviceable adaptation of the theme park ride, which is turned into a movie, which Disney does all the time, sometimes very successfully, sometimes less so. Brings together a full and unique cast and a just okay take on the Haunted Mansion.
It's rated PG-13, Haunted Mansion in wide release. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. The animated feature directed by Jeff Rowan, Kyler Spears. Charles.
A lot of fun. This reimagines the Turtles as they're now four believable teenage brothers. It's fast. It's funny. It's got great martial arts and lots of meta humor. Terrific film.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem opens next Wednesday in wide release. It's rated PG. War Pony, set on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota in the 1970s. Please tell us about it, Manuel.
Yeah, I think this is a gorgeously sketched portrait of masculinity, talking about boyhood and fatherhood as we follow these two young Lakota boys who are just trying to survive. I found it incredibly authentic. It brims with a sort of a bruising rawness, and you're sort of really, really taken with it. I really, really enjoy this.
It's directed by Gina Gmel and Riley Keough. War Pony is rated R at Lemley's Monica Film Center, Santa Monica, and available on demand. The Unknown Country, also with Native American themes. Lael?
I think it's also a good word for this film. It's starring the wonderful Lily Gladstone on a road trip dealing with elements of loss and grief in her past that we don't entirely know about, but Gladstone's such a wonderful actress. She brings great richness and life to this film, and it has a sort of documentary-like feel to it. It's really quite excellent.
Manuel.
Yeah, I found you're focused on Gladstone's character, but the film sort of creates a sort of quilted portrait of during this road trip when we find and get to know these characters that she's meeting along the way, and it really gives you a sense of place as you're moving through the country and towards this sort of idea of like what she's dealing with in terms of grief.
The Unknown Country is unrated. Marissa Maltz, the writer-director. It's at Landmark's New Art in West L.A. And the first Slam Dunk, Japanese animated film written and directed by Takahiko Inoue. Charles.
The series that made basketball popular in Japan fuses motion capture technology and drawings in an exciting come-from-behind saga that basketball fans will love.
It's in Japanese with English subtitles. The first Slam Dunk is rated PG-13 and available in selected theaters. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the full hour of Film Week. It's available at LAist.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for joining us on the Film Week Marquee.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.